We are following developing news. A wind-driven brush fire is sending up smoke over the San Jose skyline right now. The flames broke out in the past hour near Commodore Park. That's in the Berryessa area. Just minutes ago, we heard that firefighters were called in additional resources because the flames may have spread to a creek bed. We continue to keep an eye on it for you. Good evening. I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Ryan Yamamoto. Hot, dry, and windy conditions have made for a busy day for firefighters all across the Bay Area. Chopper 5 was overhead when a 30-acre grass fire came very close to an office park near Highway 4 in Willow Pass in Concord. A worker at an office park grabbed a garden hose to try and fight back. It's now fully contained. And in Danville, Chopper 5 also caught fire crews mopping up a wildfire that charred a dry hillside and burned very close to homes on Stenson Drive, and expect the warm weather to continue through the weekend and beyond. As we take a live look in directions from all of our directions from our Salesforce Tower cam.
Brian Hackney's in for Paul with the first look at your first alert forecast and some good news on the way.
There is some good news. Yeah. Winds are a problem and fires, of course, and you could say that brush fire in San Jose, the smoke was just going that way, mm-hmm. which means there's pretty good winds down there. But winds will ease up, of course, overnight temperatures will come down. And in the weekend ahead, those red flag warnings that we mentioned at the top of the newscast are being lifted at 8 o'clock tonight. So all of that is generally good news. The numbers now have fallen just in the past hour by about 5 to 10 degrees. So things are cooling down. The winds will abate. Temperature change shows that today was actually cooler. It's good news for firefighters. Winds are still up a bit, and in San Jose, the winds are 210 miles an hour, par for the course for this time of night. But we'll talk about the fact that things will be warming up as we head into the weekend, but the winds will be dying down. So good news, bad news. We'll have it ahead in the forecast in a few minutes. First, back to the news.
Lake Merritt is called the crown jewel of Oakland, but a rash of sideshows and shootings are leaving some neighbors feeling helpless and in danger.
They tell KPX5's Da Lin city leaders aren't doing enough to keep them safe.
This is partly what neighbors are complaining about. Cars blocking Lakeshore Avenue, ATVs doing donuts on the grass, and dirt bikes driving in the wrong direction. This happened on Sunday, and as the weather gets warmer, neighbors worry they'll see more wild parties in front of their homes.
I've thought about moving, but, you know, I'm not in an economic position right now to do that.
Leanne Alameda is not alone. Many Lakeshore Avenue neighbors have already moved out in recent months.
The last 3 years were extremely hard. It impacted my health. I was depressed. I was stressed.
Leanne has lived near the lake for 24 years and says things have never been this bad. Just in the last 7 months, 5 murders around the lake. That's on top of other shootings and robberies in the neighborhood. And last year, a shooting during a Juneteenth celebration killed one man and injured multiple people.
I am so fed up. I'm so fed up by the politics of the city and a lack of accountability.
She and many neighbors recently wrote to the mayor and their councilwoman pleading for a comprehensive plan to enforce and stop this kind of bad behavior.
I have received no response.
This is our crown jewel, but now it is literally the backdrop to levels of crime that we have not seen before.
And neighbors say when they complain, people call them racist.
It is not racist to want to be able to live in your neighborhood safely.
I can't do it anymore. I want to age in place here. It does not feel healthy. It does not feel safe.
Leanne says they feel helpless. And until the city does something, they don't feel safe leaving the house.
With the situation and the environment that is happening now at the lake, we can't use it.
Not a whole lot from the city today. Councilwoman Carol Fife did respond back, saying the city needs a lot more resources to address the root causes of gun violence. And a couple of weeks ago, the city said they would suspend overnight parking in one part of the lake and add brighter lighting to deter crime. At Lake Merritt, I'm Da Lin, KPIX5.
Now to the coronavirus. Students at Berkeley Public Schools will soon have to mask up indoors. The city's health officer says Berkeley Unified is seeing a significant increase in cases among students and staff. So starting on Monday, everyone at school is required to wear a mask indoors. This includes classes and graduation ceremonies. The mandate will continue for the remainder of the academic year.
Yeah, we do know from advice we're getting from public health that COVID is prevalent in our community. We're assuming that transmission is taking place across our community, and that's likely true in our schools as well.
The Bay Area remains the state's COVID hotspot, while the state's test positivity rate jumps again. The seven-day rate is now at 6%. That's up nearly 2% from last week.
Loud train horn blasts heard in North San Jose neighborhoods during the wee hours are now a thing of the past. Today, city leaders celebrated its new partial quiet zones that ban train horns from blaring between 10 at night and 7 in the morning. The new quiet zones run along Union Pacific Railroad crossings at 14 intersections in the Warm Springs corridor that runs right through San Jose's Japantown along 7th, Taylor, Jackson, and Heading Streets. The quiet zone project cost more than $12 million, but residents say it's totally worth it because after three long years, they can finally get a good night's sleep.
He howls every time the train comes, so that has been a lot nicer, and we definitely get better sleep.
I think it's particularly important as we see a lot more housing coming into this area, right?
Horn blasts at crossings are required under federal safety guidelines, but the city was able to establish the quiet zones through changes approved by Congress and local leaders.
Antioch Mayor Lamar Thorpe is facing two misdemeanor charges in connection with his March DUI arrest. The Contra Costa County DA's office is charging Mayor Thorpe with driving under the influence of alcohol and driving with a 0.08 blood alcohol content. The county is expected to issue a notice to appear in court. Mayor Thorpe issued this response to KPIX5. Quote, I am deeply sorry for this lapse in judgment, and I hope that the residents of Antioch can forgive me. Being your mayor is one of the greatest honors of my life, and I am sorry if I have embarrassed you in any way. Meantime, the pain at the pump is getting worse. The cost of gas here in California broke another record today. According to AAA, a gallon of regular gas costs $6.06 on average statewide, and it's worse here in the Bay Area. In San Francisco, averaging at $6.29, the average across the U.S. is a lot less, sitting at $4.59.
One San Francisco park being renamed to honor a local community advocate. In 2019, Yik Oi Hong was brutally attacked while doing her daily exercises at a playground. The 89-year-old died a year later from her injuries. More than a year, 17 years, Wong, known to many locals as Grandma Wong, served as an ambassador for the Visitation Valley Friendship Club, which offers senior services to the Chinese immigrant community. Well, last night, San Francisco's Rec and Park Commission voted to change the name of the Visitation Valley Playground to Yik Oi Hong Peace and Friendship Park. Tonight, San Francisco's Archbishop is barring House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from receiving communion at churches under his leadership because of her stance on abortion rights. Archbishop Salvatore Cordileone issued the directive in an open letter. He also tweeted, after numerous attempts to speak with Speaker Pelosi to help her understand the grave evil she is perpetuating, the scandal she is causing, and the danger to her own soul she is risking, I have determined that she is not to be admitted to Holy Communion. The Archbishop previously sent a letter to Pelosi warning her that this could happen. He spoke about it on a podcast called Behind the Story.
But more recently, with her advocacy for codifying the Roe decision in federal law, it's becoming more and more extreme and more aggressive. And I've been trying to speak with her about this.
No response from the speaker. However, last September, she did address the friction between the two over the Women's Health Protection Act, which would have protected abortion access.
The Archbishop of the city, that area of San Francisco, and I have a disagreement about who should decide this. I believe that God has given us a free will to honor our responsibilities.
That directive also covers Marin and San Mateo counties, and the Archbishop of Santa Rosa says he will honor it too. We posted a link to the Archbishop's full letter on KPIX.com.
Now at 7, one mom desperate to feed her daughter amid a nationwide formula shortage is warning other parents to beware of online scammers. Keely Aguilar's daughter Natalia was born with a rare disease that requires her to have a specific type of baby formula. But they've been met with empty shelves in grocery stores all throughout the area, forcing Keely to resort to online purchases. Unfortunately, she's now out $250 and still without the formula she needs to nourish her daughter.
I thought, okay, that sounds great. I'm happy to pay this reduced amount for this formula, and the shipping is what we had agreed to. I sent the money, and then their Facebook page was gone. So it was pretty upsetting.
There are scammers out there, and they are preying on this type of opportunity.
Keeley was also reminded, though, there are good-hearted people out there, too. She says plenty of local moms and families have reached out to help during her time of need. Novato High School is on an urgent search for bus drivers to take students to prom. The school found out today, one day before the event, their bus company bailed on them. Students are now scrambling to find a last-minute solution.
And I know there's some students who, like, don't have rides, and they fully depend on this. So by us not getting those buses, it will impact them greatly.
We're trying to inform families, hey, let us keep working on it, but also have some contingency plans for some of the students who might not be able to ride on the bus.
The school has managed to find two of the seven drivers needed. We're being told the bus company did not have enough drivers certified to drive minors.
Well, News 9's California is recovering from thousands of jobs lost since the start of the pandemic. The latest jobs report shows our state's unemployment rate fell slightly to 4.6% in April, and the number of available jobs is up. More than 41,000 people went back to work last month.
Numbers that came out on Wednesday showed over 1.27 million job openings in California. That's slightly below February, but near an all-time high. So, and it's really across sectors, across industries, across occupations.
New at 7, it's a snow day at the Oakland Zoo. Aww. And no, it's not falling from the sky, obviously. The zoo has four grizzly bear brothers that were rescued from Alaska. They haven't experienced snow since they were cubs until now.
Yeah, today the zoo trucked in 15 tons of snow for the bears to play with, and they were certainly thrilled. Look at them there. Couldn't contain their excitement, and there was even some snow left over for the wolves and bison to enjoy during the fun. One of the bears even destroyed a snowman. So there you go.
They remind me of my two boys when they were wrestling there. I'm like, yep, I know what two brothers look like, and that's about accurate.
Some snow angels for some bears. I love it. Looking live at a crane high above the Richmond waterfront, where a famous Osprey couple is welcoming two new hatchlings. Is that mama or dad are there?
Hard to tell there, but Rosie and Richmond have been caring for their chicks after the eggs started hatching just a few days ago. All right, can we take a little bit of a closer look? Oh, look at those.
So fuzzy.
It looks like, okay, there's one egg that looks like it hasn't quite hatched. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, two of them. My goodness. There is nothing cuter. Look at mom's big talons. Wow. Quite the view they have, too.
Yeah.
These two chicks will spend at least 50 days in the nest, 75 feet atop a decommissioned crane.
Yeah, that's like a $1 million view there. They don't have a name yet, but people will have a chance to vote on their favorite names online. Congratulations once again to Rosie and Richmond. We'll see you tonight.